Hi, this is Dr. Leung, the team for patient. The team for patient last name is D-I-X. D-I-X, first name is Jennifer. Date of visit is October 25, 2022. Patient tells me a chief complaint. The patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first of all. It was in 2011, Tama, Virginia Beach, Virginia. First of all, patient tells me that she was at work. First of all, patient was opening up the door. First of all, patient tells me that it was in a locker. First of all, she tells me that the door latches, and flap back, flap out, F-L-A-P, flap out, first of all, and the latch door hit her head. First of all, patient tells me that it was a heavy metal latch, it hurt the front of her head. First of all, patient tells me that she instantly lost of consciousness. First of all, she does not remember what happened for the rest of the day. First of all, she was confused and disoriented. First of all, patient was seeing stars. First of all, her head started bleeding. First of all, patient went to medical. First of all, patient tells me that she got staples. So first of all, she had severe headaches, dizziness, confusion, disorientation. First of all, next paragraph. Since the incident, the conversation has significant headaches. The first step, she tells me that she has difficulty with memory. First step, the patient has difficulty communicating. First step, patient has short-term memory deficits. The first step, patient has short temper. First step, the patient get easily confused. The first step, patient also headaches a lot. The first step, the next step, the patient tells me that she's currently not working. It is my opinion that next paragraph. Next paragraph. A MOCA examination. MOCA examination is 26 out of 30. Next paragraph. MOCA examination is 26 out of 30. First off, patient missed 4 on delay recall. First off, next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient sustained traumatic brain injury. First off, patient in 2011, conversation there was in Virginia Beach. First of all, patient was trying to open up a door. For the latch flapped out. Hit her head. First of all, patient tells me that hit the middle part hit the front of her head. First of all, patient instantly a loss of consciousness. First of all, patient does not remember for the rest of the day. First of all, patient had bleeding in her scalp. First of all, patient needed staples. Since then, patients have had difficulty with headaches. First of all, patient was confused easily. First of all, patient memory deficits. First of all, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness, not remembering the events for the rest of the day, the head injury, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient also have headaches, confusion, again, these are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First of all, next paragraph, this marks the end of the dictation. Next patient, last name is P-E-T-T-I-S. Again, P-E-T-T-I-S. First name is L-E-B-A-R-O-N. Date of visit is October 25, 2022. Next paragraph. Now, patient tells me that she was in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me in 1990, patient was in Fort Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. Patient was in the Army vehicle. Patient tells me that he was sitting on the passenger of the car. Patient tells me that the car crashed. Patient tells me that he instantly hit the head against the front of the car. Patient tells me that he instantly lost consciousness. He does not remember anything after that. Patient tells me that when he woke up, patient had a severe headache, confusion, disorientation. Patient tells me that the headache was severe. Next paragraph. Since the incident, patient has significant headache. Patient also hearing white noise in the ear. Patient hear whistling in the ear. Patient's difficulty to concentrate. Patient's difficulty to focus. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a part-time at a gas station. Patient tells me that the headaches are affecting him to work. Patient is not able to focus. Patient is not able to do his job effectively. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 1990, Kamal patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident in which he was sitting as a passenger in his car, and he was involved in a car crash. First up, patient tells me that he hit the head and the forehead, Kamal, against the car. First up, patient had instant loss of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, Kamal patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient had a severe headache. First up, since the incident, Kamal patient had severe headaches. First up, patient hear white noise in the ears. First up, patient hear whistles in the ears. So first up, patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate. So first up, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness, head injury, headaches, white noise, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, and et cetera, but this marks the end of the session.